One, two, three, four. Some of the larger building projects erected by James Leck Company during the 41 years during which I was headed the company were as follows. Administration Building, Atomic Energy Commission, Piketon, Ohio, $20 million. Laboratory Building, Atomic Energy Commission, Piketon, Ohio, $27 million. Power and heating plants, Atomic Energy Commission, Piketon, Ohio, $5 million. I would like to correct make two corrections on the foregoing. The administration building should be $6,250,000, not $20 million. The laboratory building should be $20 million, not $27 million. We built many hospitals, a few of which are as follows. Veterans Hospital, Danville, Illinois, $7,500,000. St. Elizabeth's Hospital, Danville, Illinois, $5 million. St. Joseph Hospital, Hancock, Michigan, $7 million. Elkhart General Hospital, Elkhart, Indiana, $7,500,000. Children's Hospital, University of Minnesota, $3,500,000. Waconia Hospital, Waconia, Minnesota, $3,250,000. Toma Hospital, Toma, Wisconsin. Idle Hospital Addition and Alterations, Minneapolis. Abbott Hospital Alterations, Minneapolis. St. Vincent's Hospital, Green Bay, $2,500,000. Veterans Hospital Cheyenne, Wyoming, $2,500,000. Brown County Hospital, Green Bay, Wisconsin, $6,500,000. We built many paper mills, several of which are the following. Kimberly Clark Lakeside Mill, Neenah, Wisconsin, $4 million. Marathon Paper Company, Menasha, Wisconsin, $2 million. Northwest Paper Company, mill, Cloquet, Minnesota, $5,500,000. Kennebec Pulp and Paper Company, Augusta, Maine, $2 million. Moore and Thompson Paper Company, Bellows Falls, Vermont, $1 million. Moore Mazer Paper Company, Lansdowne, Pennsylvania, $500,000. Blandon Paper Company, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, $5,500,000. We built many match factories. Including match factory buildings for the Diamond Match Company plant at Oswego, New York, $2,250,000. Match Factory, Barberton, Ohio, $500,000. Match Factory at Oswego, New York, $325,000. Several Match Factory buildings at Cloquet, Minnesota, $5,750,000. Two Match Factory buildings at Dixfield, Maine, $2,250,000. We built several wood products factories. The first one was at Mattawamkeag, Maine, $750,000. Another wood products factory at Phillips, Maine, $375,000. Another one at Plattsburgh, New York, $2,750,000. All of these wood products factory buildings and match factory buildings mentioned above were for the Diamond Match Company or for its subsidiary, the BFD Company. We built seven United States Army warehouses, 1,440 feet long, each one, by 200 feet wide, These were built at Ogden, Utah. $14 million. That should be $24 million. Then we built 12 United States Army warehouses, each one 620 feet long by 200 feet wide at Ogden, Utah. $20,500,000. We built chemical warfare buildings at St. John's, Utah. $2,225,000. We built 3 open storage buildings. Each one 960 feet long by 181 feet wide. These were in Ogden, Utah for the Army. $3,825,000. We built 2 hangars, airplane hangars, for the Air Corps. At Ogden, Utah. $8 million. We built 46 United States Army ski camp buildings at Camp Hale, Colorado. $17 million. We built 2 engine repair buildings at Geiger Air Field, Spokane, Washington, for the Air Force, $4,500,000. We built buildings at Wold Chamberlain Airport, Minneapolis, for $3 million. We built 8 U.S. Army storage buildings, 420 feet by 54 feet at Ogden, Utah. $2,225,000. We built a civilian war housing project at Camp Hale, Colorado. $3,250,000. An interesting branch of the construction business. For us was when we built a group of meat packing plants. The first such plant was for Kingan, K-I-N-G-A-N, company. It was built at Storm Lake, Iowa. $4,500,000. Another meat packing plant, which we built, was for Swift and Company at Omaha, Nebraska, $2,250,000. The third packing plant contract was with Morrell and Company, for whom we built a meat packing plant at Sioux Falls, South Dakota, $2,500,000. Strutwear Knitting Company had us build their factory at 10th Avenue South, 6th Street, Minneapolis, $4 million. Northland Greyhound Lines was a very good customer with a lot of repeat business for us. They had us build bus depots at Minneapolis, Great Falls, Montana, Billings, Montana, Brainerd, Minnesota, Madison, Wisconsin, and they also had us build shops, buildings at Minneapolis, at Madison, Wisconsin, and at Billings, Montana. The total of the value of the structures of these structures or Greyhound was $8 million. Burlington Trailways Bus Company had us build their maintenance shops and bus depot at Omaha, Nebraska, bus depot at Lincoln, Nebraska, and at North Platte, Nebraska, and at San Diego, California, $3,312,000. We built United States post office buildings at Norway, Maine, Calumet, Michigan, the St. Paul post office, the Spokane, Montana post office, the Casper, Wyoming post office, the Bloomington, Minnesota post office. little bit. I wish to make a correction. The Spokane Post Office, heretofore mentioned, as having been built by us, is the Spokane, Washington Post Office. We built a large portion of the Walker Methodist home in Minneapolis, $2 million. We built shops, buildings for the Union Pacific Railroad at the following cities: Cheyenne, Wyoming, $2,750,000. Ogden, Utah, $950,000. Laramie, Wyoming, $1 million. LaGrange, Oregon, $500,000. We built shops, buildings for the Minneapolis and St. Louis Railroad at Marshalltown, Ohio, $1,500,000, and at Minneapolis, Minnesota, Cedar Lake, $4,150,000. We built the headquarters office building for the Minneapolis and St. Louis Railroad on Franklin Avenue at First Avenue South, $4,250,000. We built work for other railroads, namely the Soo Line and the Milwaukee Railroad, totaling $6,250,000. We built headquarters building and warehouse building for Cross Companies at White River Junction, $2 million, White River Junction, Vermont, that is. And we built headquarters building and warehouse for Cross Companies at Pittsburgh, Massachusetts, $2 million. We built the Super Value Wholesale Grocery Headquarters and Warehouse, Hopkins, Minnesota, $4 million. We built two factory buildings for three factory buildings for U.S. Gypsum Company at Heath, Montana, and at Blue Rapids, Kansas, $4,550,000. We built buildings for Gamble Scottball Company. At Ogden, Utah, Fremont, Nebraska, St. Cloud, Minnesota, Grafton, North Dakota, $2,750,000. We built for the U.S. Navy the Naval Rocket Ammunition Storage Plant at Schumacher, Arkansas, $2,500,000. We built the following college buildings. Bigelow Hall, McAllister College, St. Paul, $2,000,000. Dormitory at University of Southern Illinois, Charlestown, Illinois. $1,225,000. Two dormitories, Havre, Montana, $2,800,000. Dunwoody Hall, Minneapolis, $1,250,000. Cole College Chapel and Art Gallery, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, $2,000,000. Wallace Hall, McAllister College, St. Paul, we also build a large number of schools. We build a high school at Negaunee, Michigan. $3,200,000. Watseka High School, Watseka, Illinois, $2,250,000. Decorah High School, Decorah, Iowa, $2,000,000. Northrop Collegiate School Addition, $1,000,000. The following miscellaneous buildings were erected by us. American Linen Supply Company, headquarters and factory, Minneapolis. $3,750,000. $21 buildings at the Radar Communications Center, Fort Snelling, $5,250,000. Rockford Ordnance Depot, Rockford, Illinois, $2,750,000. Power Plant Hibbing, Minnesota, $1,750,000. Decatur Signal Depot, Decatur, Illinois, $1,750,000. Advance United Shipping, St. Paul, Minnesota, $500,000. Pillsbury Milling Company, soybean plant, Clinton, Iowa, and research plant in Minneapolis, $1,960,000. Penn Model Village, $1,625,000. Jensen Printing Company, Minneapolis. $1,625,000. Telephone Company Building, Wisconsin Rapids, $1,000,000. Brings Press, Bloomington, Minnesota, $1,900,000. Royal Stationery, Factory Building, Plymouth, Minnesota, $1,300,000. Red Owl Headquarters and Warehouse, Hopkins, Minnesota, $2,000,000. Slocum Bergen Headquarters and Warehouse, Minneapolis, $2,000,000. WCCO Radio Studios and Transmitter, also WCCO Channel 4 Television, $4,100,000. The foregoing is not a complete list of the buildings erected by James Light Company during the 41 years I was the president of the company. But it does give an idea of the extent of our work in 28 states of the United States. And the fact that over 70% of our work was outside of the Minneapolis-St. Paul metropolitan area. I will now list some of the buildings erected while I was the secretary of James Light Company. Namely, for 5 years, from 1924 through 1928. University of Michigan Stadium, 103,000 spectators. University of Minnesota Stadium, 53,000 spectators. Baker Building, Minneapolis, 12 stories. Roanoke Building, Minneapolis, 12 stories. Investors Building, Minneapolis, 5 stories. Walker Art Gallery, 510 Groveland Apartment Building. Medical Arts Building, Minneapolis, 10 stories. Harold Store, Minneapolis. Additional buildings erected by James Light Company in the period of 1965 through 1969, when I was board chairman and Stuart Leck Jr. was president of James Light Company. These additional buildings not previously mentioned on tape are as follows. Kresge Building, Minneapolis, $1,116,000. Mendota Heights High School, St. Paul, Minnesota, $9,460,000. Rolla, R-O-L-L-A, Hospital, Rolla, North Dakota, $2,420,000. Bloomington City Hall, Bloomington, Minnesota, $960,000. Twin City Army Ammunition Plant, New Brighton, Minnesota, $7,182,000. St. Mary's Hospital, Rhinelander, Wisconsin, $2,066,000. Braniff Airlines Warehouse, Minneapolis, $1,650,000. Rice, R-I-C-E, Memorial Hospital, Wilmer, Minnesota, $4,230,000. Parking ramp, Fifth Street, Minneapolis, $3,420,000.